Hey guys, it's Carly from Blake Farm Outfitters, and we're all about equipping the modern farmer. Our team is Nebraska's go-to for precision planting, SurePoint liquid systems, Green Eye spot spray, and more. So whether you're considering an equipment upgrade, adding new tech, or just need a trained eye to service what you have, check us out. Creep on us at BoykFarmOutfitters.com and get connected with our team of experts. We're excited to help you find what's next. That's B-O-E-C-K FarmOutfitters.com.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you enjoyed your Husker bye weekend and enjoyed the plenty of games there were to watch all across college football, NFL, and the Ryder Cup as well. It was nice to not have to worry about a win or a loss for Nebraska this weekend. I must admit that.
Who won the Ryder Cup?
Not America, sadly. Yeah. They tried yesterday, made a big comeback, but they're not very good in team play.
Yeah. It's horrible.
I'd say they're actually horrible. They were down big time going into yesterday. Came back because it was one-on-one versus team play. But
I asked the question knowing who won, by the way. I saw Rory yelling at the fans. I mean, really, like dropping vulgarities.
Yes. They yelled at him, too, so he's allowed to yell back. Isn't he?
I guess.
It got nasty out there.
Yeah, it's
the right atmosphere of the cup.
That wasn't fun stuff.
I don't know if it was. I've been to the Ryder Cup and part of it. It was more kind of like a boo, you know, go USA. It turned way different.
It got a little dark, didn't it?
Yeah, it turned way different. it was like dark. There's some stuff that kind of like, it's like, okay, that really? Yeah. You know, it was. It was a really? Mm. Now, most likely, what is that? 5% of the crowd is probably like that.
Yep.
There's probably everybody else is probably really good, probably fun, probably enjoying themselves. Yeah. I don't know if everyone that went in there, you know, was dropping F bombs at the Europeans.
I'm gonna guess the just know on that, but yeah, like I said, a select few were just the problem for the crowd this weekend. Yeah. But
okay, so Europe won.
Europe wins 15-13. It was 11.5 to 4.5 entering yesterday. They needed to have 3 points total. Yesterday to win the cup, they ended up getting only 3.5 because the U.S. made a major push, won a lot of those one-on-one singles matches, but still all these halves kill you in that point. And the fact that Victor Hovland did not play for Europe, you would think that would give you a free point, like saying, listen, he can't play, that's full point to USA. They instead, you know, it's the rule to have the match. So him and Harris English both got a half point. That ended up hurting the U.S. a lot at the very end because they made a big run. But I would think if you can't play, you forfeit the full point.
Hold on.
Right?
I never knew anything about this.
Yes.
I just knew he wasn't playing. So that automatic halves the...
So Victor Hovland for Europe had a neck injury and chose to not play yesterday's singles matches. So instead of giving the U.S. the full point, which should be, I think, a forfeit for Europe.
It's a forfeit.
No, they have the match. Both Europe and the USA got a half point. Hoffman could have lost that match and got no points. Instead of not even playing, he gets a half point.
Huh.
That's
How's
crap.
It not even, or
that's
no.
That's crap.
No points.
They don't have
How
a
do you
backup
get a half from
golfer?
It?
That's the big problem. This thing is, should there be an alternate on site in case there is an
there
injury? As of right now, that's not part of the rules of the Ryder Cup.
That's bad.
That hurt the USA. It helped Europe. He didn't even play, and he got a half point.
You can't just float.
A little garbage, if you ask me. Really Dumb rule. But...
Couldn't you fly somebody in? Is that
that's why they had?
Yeah, certainly could. I think you have the money and the power to make that happen.
Yeah.
Why would there not be someone there, an alternate that's there? That makes zero sense.
We now have emergency quarterbacks in the NFL. Yeah. We can have alternates in golf tournaments, can't we? And especially the Ryder Cup. It's 12 teams, 12 players per team. I have a 13th on hand.
Hmm.
Just saying. Things to consider for the future. Congrats to Europe. They win the Ryder Cup.
Congrats to Europe.
The U.S. did make it interesting. What didn't appear that was going to happen. They made it interesting yesterday, but fell short 15-13 at Bethpage Black.
Okay.
This is idle chit chat.
Idle chit chat.
I told Bill this morning, I'm stealing one of his phrases for this. I've never been more tired, and I have reason for that.
Jake's in a pickle here.
You know, we told you this weekend I cleaned out a barn in Crofton. That was a 9-hour process on Saturday.
This a once a year thing?
Well, we did not do anything last year up there. I thought it was last year we cleaned up. 2 years ago we went up there and cleaned a different barn, which I think that was worse than this one. That was, I mean, I've never been
so this is
very
like,
filthy.
This is 40 years of stuff just building up.
Oh, I'd say more than 40 years. Really? There was stuff in this barn that was covered up that was, you know, from 1944. Like someone had signed their name on the wall, 1944. Sure. I'm talking over 100, you know, close to 100 years of stuff
in Crofton.
In a barn. Yeah.
In Crofton.
In Crofton. So that was, besides like a half hour for lunch. Yeah. So let's go 8.5 hours cleaning out the barn.
You only gave you a half hour lunch?
Well, we wanted to keep things rolling before it got, you know, dark, and we did.
Wow.
And it was serious. It was nonstop.
Like, was your father-in-law proud of you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they were very, very thankful. It was their anniversary yesterday, so they said this is like the best gift we could possibly have is the kids coming home to clean out the barn.
And which, you were filthy.
Very filthy, yeah. Very filthy. I blew my nose several times and it was just brown with dirt and dust.
Nice. That's good for you.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's good
for
you.
But then the problem is that, so I'm dead tired yesterday trying to go to sleep, you know, for the week ahead for today. And in Scotland, I think has an ear infection because
the ear.
We put her down at 8 o'clock, and she cried nonstop until at least 4 a.m.
Oh God, that's ear.
So we both had to take turns going to console her, which we could both hear the whole time when we were not up there, the other person. So it was. I'm probably in an hour of sleep maybe today.
Ooh.
But we're here.
Ooh.
We power through.
Ooh.
We
let's
fight
just do
through.
The show
That's
for an hour.
Life.
Let's do the show for an hour. We'll shut down.
We fight through.
We'll bring Farley in.
And I was thinking about, wow, I feel horrible right now. But
okay,
anyway.
Okay, listen, we power through.
Yeah.
I'm here.
I mean, there
got
was a
coffee.
Thought of mine not just doing it today because I just didn't want to.
Yeah. Jake's not doing it because he worked all weekend.
and couldn't sleep.
Okay. Steve's going to opt out because he just didn't really feel like doing it.
Wow, Jake. Damn.
Yeah, don't feel bad.
So what's the plan? You got to have a plan.
I'm taking a nap today.
Okay.
There'll be a nap probably soon after the show to power through for the rest of the afternoon.
Espresso maybe?
Yes. I don't think I want
He's probably got a big golf match.
I know.
He's probably got golf later on.
No, that's why it was unfortunate. You think the bye
week.
You
hid the golf tournament from us. Now we have to ask, Jake.
I think this makes
we'll start every day. Jake, are you golfing today?
This makes up for the golf because this is a perfect weekend of weather.
Yeah.
Nebraska wasn't playing. Typical weekend, I'm probably playing golf. No, I was cleaning out the barn and driving back yesterday from Crofton.
Was Elizabeth in the barn with you?
She was. Oh, yeah. Me, her, and Taylor were the ones who were doing this.
Taylor. I got to remember that name.
Father-in-law Taylor. Kevin was helpful. Janita, mother-in-law, was watching the kids.
Uh-huh.
So she helped a little bit. But, you know, we had three kids.
What'd you have for lunch?
We had brats and hamburgers.
Nice. Very good.
Baked beans.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a great spread for lunch.
It sounds very healthy, the whole thing.
I have a sense of accomplishment for sure. I don't. It wasn't the worst weekend
like
ever.
Little
it was
House
work.
In the Prairie. That's what it sounds like. Sounds like the Ingle family were out there just getting stuff done.
That's
Can
me.
You see them
together.
All pitching in together? Can you see them all pitching in the Ingles?
That's what we did.
It's clean, hard work. I mean, dirty.
I failed to. Bill wanted to see a picture of the hole that all this.
Yeah,
I forgot. I didn't send that. It was massive, though.
I text right away.
What size?
How big is the hole?
You would have been impressed.
Stuff in a hole.
You would have been impressed. Yeah. And we put the blaze on Saturday night, and people were calling the cops because they saw a huge blaze from the highway.
Yeah.
Like it was that
really
big. The cops stopped by two times.
Really?
Saturday night, say, is everything good out here? Oh yeah, we just got a. The fire. They had a burn permit, so it was like they were legal on that regard.
You have to get a burn permit.
You do.
Who do you go to that for? Is that the county?
I think that's the county.
Probably the county.
I didn't ask who that went through, but they had
a
burn permit.
Is that in Knox? Are they in Knox County?
Yep.
Yes.
Knox County.
It's a big county.
Did you watch the burn?
I watched the burn.
Yeah, it's a big county.
Did you watch the burn?
I did watch.
Did you have a brewski?
I did have a brewski watching the burn, yeah.
What'd you do? Like How'd you light it? What'd you go? Was there some flammable fluids?
This wood was so dry from years of being just in the barn that my mother-in-law just used a simple match and put cardboard, put through that basically on the fire. And this massive mountain, this is 3.5 full trailers full of wood. Like this is a ton of wood. And we had also didn't burn the metal, but there's also on top of it an entire trailer full of metal. That we had to put on the trailer. So this was heavy lifting.
Wow.
Heavy lifting.
And I'm not sure why, but maybe you guys, the sorest part of my body is my hamstrings. Like you would think a lot of lifting.
That's good though. You're using your legs though. You're supposed to use your legs, not your back.
My hamstrings are by far the most sore thing that is on me right now.
Oh, so you were, wow. That is hard work.
If I could make a selection, not just from the stool, if I had some sort of a major job to do, Jake would be the first guy I'd call. He's wiry strong.
I appreciate that.
He's got a lot of effort.
Well, yeah, and I'm 59.
I felt pretty wiry strong this weekend. People I was surprised by what I could do.
People don't even ask you now.
Yeah, it's nice. It really is. Like, that's kind of like, hey, are you? First of all, kind of like, hey, we're doing a big project there. You just text in, let us know how you're doing, okay, buddy?
To move, like the people that move, you know, they don't even. They're like, no, you don't. Don't worry about it.
Get you some beer and pizza. You come over and help us move. That's great.
So that's my weekend. I'm back.
That's a lot.
Low sleep, but listen, we power. This is common. The stool is oftentimes in low sleep. This is not uncommon for us. So
I got back late last night.
Yeah, I was wondering when you got back.
Not late, but fairly late. It was into the Kentucky. It was dark.
You were in Louisville.
I was in Louisville, Kentucky. Yes, for Save Eric Getzfred wedding. So we met about our next plan for the Hall of Fame, which Eric is not doing. That's the hill that I'm going to die on.
Is he not in it yet?
But he's not in it, and it's a joke book.
You feel good about progress here, Bill, or not?
I don't know. Okay. I'll be at the Hall of Fame in 2 weeks. There's an induction. Scott Miller is getting inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Of course he is.
And the entire Mayor, chief Governor. Basketball team. So I'll see Dana Jansen. I'll see all those guys there. And then our old football coach that was there with me for the first 3 years, Orson Christensen, is getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. So I'm sure Jim Savoda will be there, which will be what, Steve?
Better times, Jim Savoda.
So that'll be awesome.
Wow.
And I will wear my free Eric Getzfred t-shirt. Yes.
What would he go in for?
What's that? Tight end.
Tight end.
He's all district. Okay. He's all conference. He was all everything. But yet there's pushback. There's pushback for some reason.
Did he have some academic problems?
No, very good academically.
No off the field issues?
No off the field issues at all. No. Still a mentor.
Toilet paper, the tiki house.
No,
or something.
Nothing like that. No, wasn't in trouble. No issues whatsoever. So it's embarrassing. It's also kind of rough because I found out yesterday that our coach, for our first 3 years, Orson Christian, may not be there because of just health issues and travel. I got to thinking, I'm like going, well, yeah, it makes sense. Orson's got to be like 85 years old.
Yeah,
maybe you should have put him in maybe 10 years earlier like he's supposed to be so he could have been there. Oh,
easy now. Don't start a hornet's nest at Wesleyan.
No, I'm starting the hornet's nest on this one.
You're starting a hornet's nest at Wesleyan.
I'm starting a Wesleyan hornet's nest.
Stir it up over there, man.
Yeah, so I'll be there.
Stirring it up.
I'll be there with an attitude also.
Oh! Yes. Maybe check that attitude at the door.
But the basketball team, and I also checked out, I talked to Coach Smutty this weekend via text, and he will be there, obviously. It's his teams. They're getting inducted. So
does he still listen to the show?
Still listen to the show. I said, we've not heard from you. He goes, well, I don't know if I need to chime in all the time. So we actually kind of enjoy it.
I know.
So if you would chime in, Jerry, if you're listening this morning already, please text in.
Hoops is his expertise.
That's his expertise. He's got a lot. Remember, though, he also coached football in college. He coached the defensive backs until like mid-October. Then when basketball started, he just all of a sudden one day wouldn't be there because his team was. Imagine that. He's also coaching football. Yeah, it was awesome. It's a Jerry. Real dude.
Good morning, Jerry.
Yeah, so the wedding went incredible. It was a lot of fun. Big Louisville wedding. Huge wedding. It was a lot of fun. I was the MC.
What was it? Come on. I know you hate it when I do here. This, but what is the food? What was it?
Mm-hmm. It was...
I always want to know.
That's important to know.
It was very similar to the wedding that Steve skipped for my daughter. Very similar.
Was there filet mignon there?
What's that?
Filet?
It was beef. It was beef. I think it was a filet, Jake. It was incredible with mashed potatoes. It was awesome.
Did you
and ample amounts of bourbon were there.
I was about to ask.
We're in Kentucky.
That's the
yeah. So yeah,
good bourbon.
What's that? Yeah, yeah. There
you
was,
had
yeah.
some.
What's that?
You have some.
I had some bourbon.
Nice.
Yes, I did.
Yes,
absolutely.
Bill. Good.
So yeah, it was just incredible. So we had a great time like that. I emceed it, which was fun. So
God dang, that's work too.
It wasn't really. No, it really wasn't. It was pretty easy. Got to meet, see a lot of old friends, so it was great. Then got to see Eric and Christy. Obviously, Grace, her daughter, was the one that got married. We had a blast.
Is Getzfred visibly a tight end? Like,
end? Yes, I'll send you a picture of us. Yeah, you'll see him like that. Yes. And I did make that announcement during the introduction of the wedding party that Eric and Chris, you were there, and that Eric was all district tight end.
Just so you know,
I did make that announcement to the entire attendees of the wedding.
He was all district.
Yes.
Who else was in the district? Like Morningside and...
I don't know who all that was in the district. I really don't know.
Midland?
The district was Midland. Hastings, okay. Doan.
Okay,
schools.
Okay.
Yes.
I figured that. Yeah. I wonder if Morningside was in there.
They weren't at that time. Okay. No.
Text from Ron, not Ron Bush, but just different Ron, says, one of my biggest pet peeves is inducting people to Hall of Fames way later than they should be.
Thank you.
We messed up. We already messed up.
Yeah.
We'd like to
welcome so-and-so into the Hall of Fame, RAP.
Yeah, they passed.
No, how about if they were worthy, come on,
what are we waiting for?
Yeah, why are we waiting on this? Like, this is the dumbest. Yeah, No, just wait. Maybe they'll die soon. Then we'll have them, then we'll have them in.
We'll wait for their death.
Then we'll have their cousin come in and accept for him.
Yeah. Posthumously.
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
Is that could be.
Right, yeah. Posthumous.
Yeah, it's a joke book. Yeah.
They got to get guests for him before he kicks it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Is he in good health?
He's in great health.
Yeah.
So maybe that's our deal.
But still past the time when he should be.
I wonder if that's what's going on in the meeting. I don't know. If we induct him now, he'll be here for it.
Rudy's here. Rudy, you someday may have to worry about this as Wesleyan's DH.
Yes.
Right?
Hall of Fame duties.
Hall of Fame DH.
Rudy, do you see the athletic director very often?
He always says yes.
Good. Could you please mention to him today that I was at Eric Getzfred's wedding?
We'll spell the name out for you, too.
Yes, yes. Like to have him in the Hall of Fame because he's worthy. There'd be a difference.
Okay, Bill, who was Wesleyan? I noticed when I was driving around on Saturday, they were playing a team that had blue pants and white jerseys. Who would that be?
Yeah, I think it was Luther College, and Wesleyan stomped him. Yes, big win.
He's prepared for that question.
Big win. Good job.
Take that, Luther.
Yeah.
It's very scenic. It's just very scenic. You're just driving down whatever street that is, 56.
56, yeah.
And you just look to your left. Oh, my God, there's a football game
going on. Yeah.
I'll be damned.
Big win. Big win for Coach Keller.
Oh yeah, I was listening to who was I listening to? Oh, I was listening to Illinois USC at that point. But I watched football for 11 hours. Greg would verify it. We're in the garage. It was 11 full hours.
How many Coors Lights?
I didn't have a. We didn't. I didn't drink. I didn't. I don't know why.
Good on you, man. Good on you.
I drank a bunch of Cokes, bottles of Coke.
Did Greg have like pizza rolls or something like that for us?
It was salt on the stomach. Rough. Yeah. I'm not eating anything. I may not eat anything at all today.
Because of Saturday.
Because
of Saturday. That was 2 days ago.
That's pretty stern.
It was an assault on the stomach. The highlight.
Did Greg come here Friday when I wasn't here?
No.
That's
his new deal. His boycott.
No. He was gone. He got back Friday night at 9.
Greg. Please chime in.
Oh, he's listening.
We'll see Greg probably next year at some point. 2026, he'll stop in, I'm sure.
That'd be great, Greg.
He'll be here. I bet. I don't know. I imagine Friday. He's back in town. They're in Colorado. There's no boycott. He's been busy.
Seems like a boycott. It's like a month straight now, but it's okay. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag.
Joey!
You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or something to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show, custom application included. Learn more today at 738ag.com.
Get your plan in, because I was driving back. There's harvesting. We've started.
Hey,
you're reaping the benefits of Joey right now. Yeah.
It's rolling?
Yeah. Did you hear the other day when we were in here talking to, the governor, Pillen, was praising Shimmick for the work he did because of the rain. And he said that they had ears of corn from last year and this year. He said it was just remarkable, the difference in the production. So Shimmick made a lot of money to the local farmers.
Your cap to Ken Shimmick.
Thank you, Ken
Shimmick.
We appreciate
you. Wow, what a natural. Oh, Jake, I know what you're going to say.
He was great.
What a natural.
He's been on TV for 44 years. Yeah. He better be natural.
I don't
think
Shimmick woke up going, I don't know about this. I don't know if he's been on TV.
He was 3 hours of sleep.
So I praised him a lot. And as I was praising him, I was thinking, is he looking at me like I'm a moron right now?
No, not at all. I'm sure he looks at us, though, like this is, like, you guys are radio. I did TV.
Yeah.
Okay.
There had to be.
Well, that's what I kind of meant.
It's much harder to do TV and be the voice of weather.
God, he was natural, though. He was ready.
He was funny, too.
Yeah,
he had
some quips.
He had some quips that were written out, but natural.
We always felt that Tripp could take one of our jobs. Now it's pretty
obvious. Shimmick.
Yeah. Shimmick. They both take
you went to another
who's,
level.
Who's the lead of taking one of our jobs?
Shimmick.
Shimmick is, yeah.
I guarantee you people would rather have Shimmick than Sipple. 100%.
me too, also.
100%.
Swigert texts me. might take your job.
Yeah. Coming for you there.
I know. I take it kind of to heart, too.
Yeah. I mean, if Schimmick wants it.
I guess, yeah. He wants it. Go ahead. Fire away.
He's a legend. Yeah. He had great Mel Maines stuff, too.
He did. Great Mel Maines. The Columbus Mafia was here.
Yeah. What? I wasn't dressed appropriately. I got a lot of heat for that.
Took a lot of heat for the short
family and
the socks. My favorite part was you said, well, I didn't know the governor was coming, but you didn't know Schimmick was coming. You were well aware that Schimmick was coming. Aware that we had a big guest coming
fair.
In. It was, all of a sudden, all of a sudden we look out there and it's like, why is Schimmick and the governor having Schimmick's coffee?
Here. Now, hold
and we
on.
Had him in.
Now, hold on, though. Here's the thing. And you will get this. Jake, probably not as much. I don't think in terms of photo.
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
So, yeah, I knew Schimmick was coming in, but I didn't think, Schimmick's coming in, so I better wear something that would look good on Twitter.
I understand that.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
That's fine. Okay.
The part of the cake that is back, there's one piece left, and all it says is weather. It's the only thing that's left. And I took one bite of it this morning. Still really good.
Still
really,
pretty good, okay.
Really fresh. Try it out.
All right.
Yeah, Rudy.
Weather.
Try it out.
Yeah, we probably should have put that in the fridge at some point. It has not made its way there, but if it's edible,
this
it's
is
great.
It. I'm happy to hear that. If once the show's over,
it's
got to
be pitched.
It's got to be done.
Today, it's it. All right.
Yeah.
Whose birthday's next, by the way?
Me and Phil are like the same day, basically. Yeah, April.
Rudy, when yours? When
you're
is
in July, and whenever Rudy's is. So it's got to be Rudy, birthday, September?
November.
Okay. So Rudy's just
coming up. Maybe,
well,
okay. Hey, let me handle. No, I don't want to tread on your deal, but I would get the cake if you want me to.
Okay. You got it.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll let you handle that one. Right. That would be.
There's no chance he remembers that at all.
There's a chance.
Zero chance. No. Rudy, you'd actually have to drive him to Hy-Vee.
Shoot us a text.
You'd have to drive him to Hy-Vee. I thought about this morning, what if we did, what if they made Rudy 2? Instead of it being about Rudy from Notre Dame, it was our Rudy. And there's a story of just like
Wesleyan baseball prodigy.
And the music is playing as Rudy runs through the campus.
I don't know if it would have as much impact.
You guys going to Rudy too? Who's it about? Rudy's the DH.
We're going to need you to play a position.
What's change of this music for him?
Can you play first base?
What's change of this music for Rudy?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's his music right there, Rudy.
Rudy running through campus.
What is that?
On Huntington
Street. Chariots of Fire.
Chariots of Fire. Remember that? Remember we used to play it? So I used to look up at the old deal in the old in Chariots of Fire. Go, why is Chariots of Fire always up on that deal?
It's Rudy's song. It's
Rudy's song. Oh, it'd be awesome. Rudy 2, Nebraska Wesleyan baseball.
I had to play it.
That was.
We're going to get to a lot of the weekend that was in football. I got to mention this from last night. There was a tie in the NFL last night. Cowboys Packers tied at 40.
Is that
final
right?
Score last night. Now, the Cowboys have been almost part of two ties this year. Of course, they had the game winner with Brandon Aubrey beating the Giants in week two to avoid a tie as the clock ran out. Last night, Packers kick a field goal with 1 second to go to have the tie. 40-all the score.
40-all?
40-all tie last night on Sunday Night Football. Packers,
Cowboys.
The worst
part of that was that I stayed up and watched the whole thing.
For no,
did you
for no
really?
Result.
And I don't even want... it's not like, oh, man, you know, go Cowboys, go Packers. No. All of a sudden, the game was kind of interesting. You want to see how it ended? All of a sudden, it's overtime, and all of a sudden, also overtime went down to no time on the clock. And it was, I'm like, what am I doing?
But it was the whole game.
As everything as great as it was, there was zero defense played. No defense played whatsoever. And then, I mean, at the end, the time management and play calling, I know they're geniuses, but Green Bay should have, if I'm the owner, I'm having LaFleur in. I'm like, well, I need to know what just happened.
You're having LaFleur in.
I watched the sequence. It was poor.
They throw a bubble screen with no timeouts, gets tackled for like a 6-yard loss, clock's running. Then they throw a check down, clock's running. And they snap the ball, and I still don't believe there was a second left in the game. That they left out, they throw it in the end zone.
Yep.
And I'm like, why were we not throwing the ball down the field earlier?
It
would have been a thing of beauty if that clock would have ran out. It would have been one of those things you couldn't have believed it. But after the game was over and they tied the game, both sides are just like, walking around aimlessly. Didn't know what to do. Okay, see ya. That's fun.
I didn't win. I didn't lose.
The clock management
tied.
Thing is fascinating.
It was awful. It was awful. There's no way around it. Someone can, oh, well, this, no, it was awful.
Do you guys train? Like, is there training for that?
Yes. I mean, there's
sometimes it's just
training.
Like me and Jake are down there.
Yeah, it
does feel Simple's like managing the clock.
What the hell's happening?
That's what this one looked like. Yeah. It really did. That's what it looked like.
Thanks.
It looked like, okay.
Thanks for supporting.
We have a chance.
Thanks for support.
But no, I get it. I do wonder that. Like, isn't that just part of the, don't you guys just have to know what you're doing in those situations?
This play was identical to Texas Nebraska Big 12 championship. That type of situation. Clock's running out, they throw it, and all of a sudden there's 1 second left on the clock.
Okay. And, see, there's guys, there's sports writers that sit up there, Sean and Robin, that they manage the clock really well. They're like, you got to do this right now. Really?
And they being the Packers, were a little bit aggressive running the football because of the clock management, the clock winding. But they were having success. They were eating up 8-10 yards. They were having some success. So I was okay until they threw the bubble screen.
It got really weird.
That was weird. And then the check down, and they got tackled. The clock, like the last minute 40, never stopped. Until 1 second.
It
never stopped one time. The 1:40 clock started.
No incomplete passes.
The ball hit a guy in the end zone with 1 second left. That was it. There was no incomplete. I mean, it was remarkable. That's why I was so mesmerized. I'm watching. I go, then as the clock was running out, I'm like, oh, wow. This is a real time clock. They're going to lose this game. And it was pretty cool to watch.
Tie game 44. Does Dallas have one win?
Yes.
One win, and they
got blown out by the Bears last week. They, of course, beat the Giants and lost to the Eagles week one. So they're 1-2-1.
I thought about calling Bill yesterday, but you were on the road. I wonder what happened. I saw the Raiders get their field goal blocked. The guy just came around the end. I wonder what happened.
He blocked it off the edge?
He bent the edge.
If you watched it, I think that the whole thing was slow to me. Did I not? Look at the operation.
The operation looked slow.
Looked really slow compared to usual. But there's been a ton of blocked kicks the last couple of weeks. Like, punts, kicks are getting blocked left and right in the NFL.
Bill, off the edge.
That's rare because most of the time you see something like the Eagles did last. You usually see an internal push.
It speaks to what you're saying.
It might have
been a little slow.
It looked slow from the common man over here.
Yeah, Pete Carroll. I mean, they had a chance to win the game. They're down one.
Yep.
It would have been a 54-yard.
55-yard, yeah.
54, 55, yeah. But the guy, it was so deflating.
Just took forever to kick it. Yeah, got blocked.
And why is there so many Bears fans in Vegas? That just happened.
Easy trip
People
for them.
People travel.
Easy trip to Vegas.
If there's any game you're going to go see, let's go to if our team is playing in Vegas, that gives you one shot to be able to go.
Yeah.
And Bears fans evidently travel.
Well, there's still
a lot of people there.
They're still new to Vegas. They want to see a new stadium they haven't seen before also. Let's go see Allegiant Stadium. It's only been there for 5 years or so, 4 or 5 years. So.
Dolphins didn't play.
They played tonight. Jets. Monday night football.
They should win that game.
Oh, they should. They won't, though.
I think Fields is hurt.
Good. We'll lose his backup quarterback then. Okay. College football this weekend. We had a great weekend of football. Sip watched 11 hours Saturday.
It might be the best
maybe an
week
hour.
Of football.
I don't know if it'll
ever.
Get any better.
I don't know if it gets any
next
better.
Week, this coming week, it's not even close.
Oh, no. I looked at that last night. I go, oh, wow. This is a joke
close.
Look.
Close. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to know where to start, but in terms of the Big Ten, of course, the big game was Oregon at Penn State. This game goes to double overtime. Oregon had a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter, blew it, goes to OT. Penn State takes the lead in overtime, 24-17. Oregon has a fourth down they face, get the fourth down, tie it up, and then they score double overtime.
One pass, one play.
Don't get the 2-point conversion. Okay, Penn State's got a chance to win this game.
Yep.
Nope! First play, double overtime. Interception. Yeah. Oregon
threw
wins.
A bad ball, too.
It's a bad ball, and he had the check down wide open. We called it a boundary rail concept. It's four So what it is an Oregon was in zone was that it's a flood. It's like trying to flood a zone is what they were doing. And they get you get four into the zone. And it's a layer pass on how they're trying to slide the tight end down the side of that. They have a clear and a layer pass to it. But they always have a check down. They had a check down. If you
just, on that same side?
On the same side. Just, if it's not there, that's what they're told to. If it's not there, check it down. And but what a insane game. I tell you what, we'll get to the other part of it too. What was bizarre was what was happening in real time. So I'm back at the hotel now, and I'm watching this. I don't have the quad box, obviously. Well, the Georgia Bama game, what's going on? Yep. Was it the exact same time? Yeah. I mean, you're trying to flip back and forth. It's like, I don't know what to do here. I'm trying to see, can Alabama get a first down to end this thing? Can this happen? Oh, it was 111,000 people at the whiteout. I don't know if it ever was.
And they're thinking once the two-point conversion is unsuccessful, hey, we're going to win this game. We got a chance to score, get the two-point conversion. And I'm just saying, the very first play of the drive, they throw a pick. Wow. No chance at even drama.
And now what is Franklin against the top 10, 4-21, I think?
Is that right? Yeah.
It's really bad. The numbers are the top.
And he, you know what, to his credit, he took total ownership.
Yeah, he did say, he goes, it's not a narrative, it's facts.
Yeah, it's
facts. There's no narrative about us that we're not winning these games. It's facts.
He said, we got to start winning these games. Now, one big takeaway, I think, is it, you guys don't have to agree. I mean, Oregon and Ohio State look like the two best teams in the country to me.
I would not push back.
Ohio State's defense is – now, think about what they've
it's
done.
It's ridiculous.
Think about – they shut down Texas and they shut down Washington.
Yeah, and Washington was rolling, 50 points a game? Yeah.
Yes.
They shut them down. Yeah.
I think they were second in the country
and
in scoring.
Washington looked ordinary compared to Ohio State. They did. Yeah,
that game I didn't see much of.
I watched the entire game. Washington's good, but they looked ordinary.
There was questions about Matt Patricia. Could he be a great – coordinator in college. The answer's been yes so far.
I think
he's been outstanding.
I think you could coordinate that defense.
I'm not sure about that.
Oh God, they're good. But, they're really good. Like, they're right. Freak good.
They're freak good. They should be number one right now.
Or is Oregon number one?
I'd probably still go Ohio. Well, I don't know.
What
it's
do you
right
do there, Bill?
It's right there. It's going to be an incredible. I mean, the odds of those two being in the Big Ten championship game right now
high,
really high.
Oregon,
and that is going to be an epic game.
Oregon looks like the best team in the country to me. If I say that because Ohio State's not as good offensively as Oregon. They're not as good offensively.
I would agree.
Those running backs are pretty ordinary for Ohio State. They're not bad. They'd look great here. But Ohio State, you're like, that's not. But the receivers are freaks still. They have Carnell.
Tate.
He's their two guy.
Yeah, he's really good.
And then there's a guy named
Jeremiah
Ennis.
Smith.
There's a guy named Ennis. Well, Jeremiah Smith was huge in that game.
He was
huge. But they don't have the running backs. The defense, though, is...
I felt the same way when I was watching Alabama. Alabama's best running back is at Michigan. If they have Haynes, they have no one as good as
Haynes. They don't have anybody as good as Haynes?
Not even close. Really? Not even close. Solid. They're solid, but not even close. I was watching. There were some times there could have been a few plays made by their running backs late in that game. But wow.
The score of that game, 24-21, Bama beats Georgia, knocks off a...
Score in the second half.
33
Nobody?
Game.
They didn't. They, being Alabama, didn't
score.
Oh,
Alabama didn't score.
It's 21-14.
Georgia had won 33 games straight at home.
That hurts.
Snapped by
Kirby's
Bama.
1-6 against Bama.
1-6. In the last whatever, Georgia is like 1-11 in the last 12 games against Bama. At home. That was
at home. Between the hedges.
Between the hedges.
Now, the other thing, Jake, Oregon.
DeBoer.
Yeah,
we'll are we firing DeBoer?
No.
Firing DeBoer?
I think
DeBoer's
good.
You want him fired.
Now he's got some momentum.
He's got some mojo. He's back.
Yeah, it's a results business. The Oregon's leading receiver, true freshman, leading rusher, true freshman. You can do it. Yeah.
And they have a tight end that's also a true freshman.
Wow. Really,
and the quarterback looks like he doesn't sweat. He doesn't breathe hard.
He's really good.
He's really good.
Is he the best quarterback in the Big Ten? Are you going Mendoza or him?
Oh, right now, I don't know. I'd have to see a little bit more. I'd probably go Oregon. And you know my infatuation with
Mendoza
and Cignetti,
I posted on our Husker Online message board yesterday that Dante Moore and Mendoza are the two best in the Big Ten. I got some heavy pushback on Mendoza.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah, you can't put Mendoza.
Yes, you can.
He was the leader going into this week for the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Tell that person that they're wrong.
Yeah.
Or those people.
There's people.
Well, yeah, Mendoza's really good.
To those who are saying that, you're wrong. Mendoza's really
Jake.
Good. That's yeah. Don't say
no,
dumb
I don't
things.
Think he looked very good on Saturday.
Well, guess what? Phil Parker is still a great defensive coordinator.
Again, we as the stool said, you win that game 21-20,
yeah, we did.
Big win.
Absolutely.
I'm still saying
that.
That's what they did. I'm still saying that.
I don't get to see the end of them tracking that game. That was when, and that's where my nephew said texting me like going, explain to me what happened the last play. For Indiana.
Okay.
And how they took a safety from 40 yards away.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I go, I didn't see it, so I didn't watch it. I had a chance to watch it yesterday. And right now, I still have no idea what happened.
What happened?
On that play. There was only, I looked back at it, there was only 3 seconds left in the game, and they wanted to just run the clock out as fourth down. Everyone has the same play, and it's called launch, or whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
It's an overload to the right.
Indiana.
And you sprint out, you roll out, buy time, sprint out, launch the ball outside the pocket, down the field. You used to feel like you could get maybe 6 seconds on that. There's only 3 seconds. Instead, right. Mendoza took 40 yards rushing off of their numbers, ran back into the end zone. And don't forget, as you're running backwards, what if you drop the ball?
Yeah, that could happen.
You could actually lose the game doing that. And it was like Cignetti was mad because how they were trying to kneel it out, and there was a confusion on the clock and what it was, and I could, so he was just like frustrated.
He went over the top a little bit here.
But I'm like, what is in God's name is going on?
Who erred?
Was it Mendoza? Indiana did on that. No,
he didn't have to go 40 yards back.
He didn't have to go like that. Could have just. I mean,
like, wasn't the clock out before he even got to the end zone?
Yeah,
he could have gone down to
the
20-yard
line.
It does.
Just went down.
But there's a play.
Yeah, the game's over.
There's a play that you practice. And it's called launch. And you just roll out, block, launch it out of bounds as far as you can, and the game's over.
Yep.
So why that didn't happen, I don't know what that was. But we said earlier, that would be a huge win. A huge
win. It
was
good.
Now, that game had drama because Iowa had a chance to take the lead with 2 minutes to go. They miss a 41-yard kick to take a 16-13 lead.
Yeah.
Drew Stevens misses the kick. Indiana goes down and scores right away.
Okay.
Go up by 7.
Drew Stevens missed the kick.
And then Iowa, I think, threw a pick or had a quick, you know, 3-and-out to end the game. But 20-15, Indiana wins, and any win's a good win at Iowa.
Oh,
Hoosiers.
Yeah,
we said that right away to go over that. The thing to go back to Penn State on is just, like I said, in the end, I mean, it's shocking that Penn State got back in it. Because there was a time when it was 17-3, Drew Aller had 60 yards passing.
They could get nothing going downfield again.
Yeah, nothing going downfield at
nothing,
all.
Nothing downfield. Now,
111,000 people.
Then they started to get downfield late. I don't know if that was the plan. I don't know.
I doubt it.
They had a little fly sweep action going, but it was.
Yeah, they got that play. That was a great call, by the way.
So I brought this up in the group text of just what it sometimes just be careful what you wish for or how you handle things. Because I'm just sitting there going, looking at, okay, now you're the defensive coordinator at Penn State.
Jim Knowles.
When you could be the defensive coordinator at Ohio State.
Whoa, yeah.
All you had to do is just simply, you know what, let's work it out, get a contract. No big deal. I'll get paid plenty. I'm fine. And also I'll be coaching the best defense in the country. Again, I could have went to the parade, done all this. Now, we've lost this one, gave up 440 yards to Oregon. The chance of him beating Ohio State at Ohio State, probably not
minimal.
Real good.
No, because they won't score over 12 points.
Yeah, minimal.
They won't. They will not score over 12. Mark my word.
And Indiana goes to Penn State as well. Don't guarantee they win that game either.
Best defense in the country, I think it might be. LSU gave up like 27 first downs to Ole Miss.
The best defense in the country is Ohio State.
Yeah.
They're remarkable.
And you could still be there. Just get along. You know, just like that.
How about that concept?
Just try that one. Like,
what
a
concept.
You know, I'm not going to get an argument. I don't need a contract signed before the parade starts.
Jeez.
You know? So now just go to the parade. And move on from there.
Yeah, you can eyeball them, Ohio State's defense. That's how they're freaky. They have a guy, by the way, named number 92. I think his name's Caleb Curry, maybe. He waited till he's a senior to play.
Really?
And he's one of their – he might be their best – he was their best player for sure on Saturday. Mm-hmm. He had 9 tackles, 3 tackles for loss. I think he had 2 sacks. And he didn't hit the portal. He waited. Senior.
That's rare.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a monster too. He's
but that real time TV going back and forth. So there's all this buildup, and it all produced.
It was good.
Think about that game, Iowa. Think about USC, Illinois.
That was great.
That was a great game. Illinois wins 34-32, by the way.
Epic game.
I mean, think about Bielema coming back from 63-10 loss.
Perfect. 63-10.
And it was packed. It was packed in Champaign.
They being Illinois, twice fumbled going into the end zone.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it's game over. The last one.
They tried to give it away.
Just tried to give it away.
They really did. I mean,
if they would have lost that game, you'd have never gotten over it. They would have lost five games this year. Because their team, unconsolable.
Yeah.
If they had lost that game with what happened with the fumble. Was it the same guy?
It wasn't.
No.
It was Altmaier the second time. Was it Altmaier?
No. It was running back. Receiver, I think. Okay. I don't think it was Altmaier.
The first one was definitely a running back. He was the one that had the long pass.
I think the second one was a receiver or running back. It wasn't Fagan. They really leaned hard on. Do you remember Fagan from last year?
Yeah, he's really. He had like an 80-yard touchdown catch. Or he's a monster down the sideline.
He's a 6'3", 250-pound running back.
And he went down the sideline for 75 yards.
He can run. He's our best player.
Khalil Valentine fumbled the last one for Illinois.
I don't know what he is. He's a receiver. Yeah, he's a receiver. He's got to be. He's too small.
That was a kick in the gut for the Huskers, because the chance for a to finally get the victory over a ranked team, because USC is not worthy of their ranking.
No.
And now they got and they've got Michigan and Notre Dame next.
They're
out of the top 25 now.
So your chances at Penn State then probably.
They like I said before, on defense, talk about the front not being as good. The entire defense, it was awful.
Their corners are bad.
And also, they believe that it's however it was drawn up. And then almost it's like, hey, this wide receiver is blocking me. So what do I do? If the wide receivers blocked USC's DB so bad that no one, you watch their body language, everything about it, it was awful by USC. And then their head coach is complaining about the start time. That's not good in front of your staff.
That's
in front
a poor
of your team.
Look by Rick.
Why would you ever say a word about like?
He complained.
He complained prior to the game. I wouldn't have said one word, and they got the living crap kicked out of them. They did on defense. USC did, and offense. I mean, they made some rally back like that, but it was still interesting.
Their offense is good.
It's solid. They're okay. They're probably a 7-win team. They're gonna lose I don't see how they can beat Michigan. I don't see how they can beat Notre Dame. Notre Dame has to have style points too. That'll be three losses. Nebraska will beat them here. That'll be four close. Losses. So it'll be
close. They're not that bad. Mekhi Lemon.
They are on defense.
Yeah, okay.
They are on
their
defense.
Their offense isn't bad. Mekhi Lemon.
I'll give you that. Yeah. And then they have a couple. They have some skill guys. They do. Yeah. Agreed.
Lemon was huge.
Before we get to break, if you're hungry in downtown Lincoln for breakfast, brunch, or lunch today, where might you send the breakers, Bill?
The Bird.
Early Bird.
Early.
K. They've got lots of spacious, free parking, breakfast, nachos, breakfast, tacos, waffles, French toast, and don't forget the world-famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes. Wow.
Stop by today. Early Bird, 19K.
The Bird. Stop by, see Jamie. He'll be there.
Parking downtown Lincoln. When we come back, another firing. In college football, who's out
firing.
And where does that job rank in terms of the openings? That's next on Early Break and the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.